Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Sorry about that. I was a little thrown off.
Hey.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're starting a minute early. It's not even 6 o'clock yet.
So, is this not the start, or is this like pre-
you know how basketball has overtime?
Yeah.
This is extra front time. This is beginning time. This is pre-time.
Undertime.
This is undertime. We're in undertime right now.
This isn't real.
No, this isn't even happening.
None of this will count toward our final grade?
No, this is just a warm-up.
Whew.
This is just practice. We are in the wings.
Good, because who doesn't need a little bit of practice on a Monday?
I know. That's a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Put a lot of miles on the car.
You went to...
Washington.
Your home stomping grounds.
I did. Oh, 6 o'clock.
You all started...
So anyway, yeah, I went to Washington.
Yeah, you did.
Every year, my area high school does a little showcase of the students that went to speech contest, and I help MC that. It's kind of a end of year concert, but with speech telling instead of singing. And then there's some improv built in.
So and you're the host of it?
I'm hosting it, and I'm improving it. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's coming up in about, 3 weeks.
Oh.
So we had to get the old program figured out, and this student's going to do this number, and these two students are going to do some improvisational acting, and you can explain to the audience how that works, because you did that back in high school. So that was part of the reason we went down, and then it was just, let's drive around the square and think back fondly on memories
did
of Washington.
Did you have, an old Letterman's jacket that you just kind of got out of mothballs and wore
when
around?
I host the event, I always wear my letter sweater.
Yeah.
Every year, it comes out.
Oh, this? I didn't think you'd notice.
This is the event where last year they had us warm up in the band room, and I found the trophy my jazz band won when we went to state tournament. It was in a cardboard box, and I asked if I could keep it, and they said yes.
They did?
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a random Iowa Jazz Masters Association jazz trophy on our fireplace mantle.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I can't wait to go rummaging.
Jazz
through the halls.
Master?
Oh, I was a jazz master.
Wow.
That's right.
Master jazz. I guess we can check that off the list. There's nowhere else to go.
Jazz. Once you're a jazz master, you can't go any higher.
Is there any other form of music you wish to conquer?
Oh,
just jazz.
Thanks for asking. perhaps Zydeco Master would be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be way fun.
Just playing the washboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll do spoons. You do washboard,
okay.
I'll do spoons. Yeah. Let's master those.
And Papa on bass. This is great.
This is going to be so fun.
Somebody's got to produce a bed. We'll blow the jug.
Naturally.
Yeah. This is wonderful. We're going to start a traveling Zydeco band. Become Zydeco masters.
Some of us against our will.
Producer Ben. What? Ben, get in the back seat. Don't tell him why.
Just get in.
Just get in.
It's part of your job.
Why
get
are
in
there
here.
An assortment of jugs back here? Great question. I'll tell you when we get to the Missouri line.
I like this.
This is for not having a plan like this, this is coming together quickly.
We've already got a plan to kidnap our own producer. I think that this is going to be a very successful week.
Are we doing it today or just sometime before Easter? Do you have plans this weekend?
Because we have to do it before Easter. You're right. Well, let's surprise him, you know? Maybe. I was thinking Thursday. I don't know why Thursday's jumping out.
Let's do it Thursday.
Maybe if Thursday works.
Let's go start a traveling jug band. Play Zydeco. You got it.
Let's do it on Thursday.
On Thursday.
You know, it'll be perfect. We'll do a little bit of traveling. We'll get there by Friday. It'll be great. Yeah.
It'll be great Friday. Whatever town is like, you here for the Good Friday breakfast?
Oh,
no, we're playing your Great Friday breakfast.
No. Great Friday.
Great Friday.
Maybe that's our band name.
Great Friday.
We play Zydeco music. Producer Ben on jugs.
Here we go. Got it. That's a lot to put on the sign when one letter at a time, but you'll get it, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fine. It'll be totally fine.
All right. And the show's over. I'll see if I can book a mini tour so we can get back by Sunday.
We need to. We have to.
I know.
So busy.
God, just that one extra minute. Our 1 minute of undertime, and look what came out of that. Look what transpired.
Kidnapping and jug band. And then I think Sometimes we stumble across these great business ideas, like maybe we should have a Zydeco jug band.
That's one of them.
You know, these things just happen. And I think that what happened to this construction worker might be a great business model for somebody.
Okay.
A very tired construction worker had worked his whole day and then, you know, took some time off, went to go get a haircut, went to the barber, got his hair cut. And do you ever have that experience like when somebody's like playing with your hair or like, you know, a little bit of self-care?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of relax. And this man relaxed so much that he fell asleep.
In the barber chair?
In the barber chair.
I go to those places where you get your haircut, then they do the hair, like the head massage afterwards.
Yeah.
I have dozed off before, I swear to God.
It's easy to
do.
It
is, yes.
It's totally easy. Sometimes if you're just in that zone and you
Well, and you give, you're not in control. So your body's like, you got this, everybody, right? You don't have to worry about a thing for that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He let go and he fell asleep. And like, what do you do? There's this sleeping man. I guess just let him sleep.
That's my first reaction, is let him sleep. But then you realize you're in the middle of everybody,
yeah.
Right?
A very busy. They took video of the whole thing. He slept for 3 full hours.
Oh my God.
He slept for 3 full hours. Nobody woke him until it's like, it's kind of closing time. And this girl's like, sir, it's time to go.
Do you think he's like, oh, how long was I out? A couple minutes?
Yeah.
3 hours have gone by?
3 hours, which is like, it's so kind. And I'm really glad that they just let him sleep because
yes,
obviously he needed it.
He needed it.
He did get a parking ticket though, because
well, hopefully the kid got picked up from school.
Yeah.
Were you supposed to go to the grocery store? Did you miss a dinner?
Yeah. Is his wife like, where are you?
Exactly.
Where are you? I can't get a hold of him.
Your phone's been blowing up.
Yeah.
We just thought we'd let you sleep.
But maybe a place. Is there a special place where you can book a haircut and a nap?
Not that I know of.
Immediately following.
Might as well.
I think it's a good business opportunity.
Those things should go hand in hand. That makes absolute sense.
Think about it. Please.
Congratulations to that man. And thanks for letting him sleep.
Thank you.
He needed to get some wings in there.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
It's not every day I get to publicly congratulate friends who have accomplished something, but today's
ready to accept praise. Go, somebody else look then?
And once again, day 462, you are not it.
Not me.
Not you.
Shoot.
Set no. Out. I want to shout out Happiness Incorporated, Kennedy High School Show Choir. They just wrapped up Nationals, Show Choir Nationals. First
Ooh.
Of all, that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's at the Grand Ole Opry. How cool is that?
Very.
The goal was to get there. They got there. They got to the finals. They got to sixth place.
Nice.
They won Best Technical Crew and they won Best Female Performer.
Wow.
So to Director Ziegler and the gang just up the hill from my house, Kennedy High School, let's get happy. Congratulations, Happiness Incorporated.
Camp Happiness.
Well deserved. I have yet to see the show.
You haven't seen the show?
Because of the way the emceeing worked, I missed their performance. It's like fish and chips.
You hosted.
I hosted their invitational at the arena, but I have yet to see Happiness perform.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's a good show. You're merely
missing
out.
I presume so.
I would say it's probably like sixth best in the nation.
Is that how good they are?
Yeah.
Maybe fifth if it wasn't for that one judge.
Right.
You don't know?
He had it out for him.
Apparently so. Those yellow jackets are too bright.
That's weird that you've missed out on that.
I've not seen them perform.
Yeah, and like just closest to you.
I mean, I know all of the reasons why I should have seen it.
Huh.
I have not seen it.
Bit of a head scratcher, that
uh-huh.
one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Like that takes an effort to not see them.
You had to have gone out of your way not to see it. Actually, you hosted their invitational.
I know I did.
Huh.
That's weird. Well. Yeah. Either way, I still haven't seen him perform, but I got...
But proud of you!
But congratulations!
Not seen the show.
Bring it home the hardware.
Could not tell you.
I think it's a great show.
Probably.
From everything I've read.
By all accounts, the reviews are in.
They went to Nationals!
The reviews are good.
I know.
Oh, gosh. As I told you, it is time to brush up on a couple of things, like, oh my gosh, how do I glaze a ham? And, where did I put all the Easter decorations, the baskets and
Have
whatnot.
You seen, like, how to dye Easter eggs using rice?
Yeah.
Like maybe this is the week. You have, or where's the kit?
The kit.
Where are the baskets?
There's a kit, and I remember like there's something with vinegar, and you have to brush up on all
those
little things.
Do I need more plastic straw of that plastic grass?
Yes.
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 That's all going on this week.
It's all happening this week, and I realized that we needed a little bit of a traditional thing at our house, which is to watch a little bit of our favorite Jesus Christ Superstar.
Which version?
Okay, that's the question. Which version? Because my husband and I suddenly had this idea. We were like, aha, this is what we want to watch tonight. And we knew exactly which version we wanted to watch. We just got Peacock. We've been watching all that Iowa women's basketball.
Yes.
Now, finally, Peacock's really going to pay off, because I bet you anything, they've got the live John Legend version with Sarah Bareilles as Mary Magdalene. This is going to be fantastic.
Alice Cooper.
It was such a well-done live performance. I think that it will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
So we're like, we've got Peacock for sure. It was on NBC. It will be on Peacock. Friend, it is not. It is not available on Peacock.
It isn't. It's your show, Peacock.
I know. We were quite angry. So we're like, well, maybe some other streaming service snatched it up. So we get to looking and we look around, and you can get it if you get the Broadway channel.
What?
Or some sort of special Broadway package.
I don't want that. I might want that. But
you might want that. So we thought about it. But they have an alternative version. A version, I believe, that was filmed in London.
Okay.
And starring, I don't know who Jesus was, but I do know Mary Magdalene was Mel C.
from the Spice Girls.
Yes, Mel C is Mary Magdalene. And some guy that maybe is from Rent, I don't remember.
Is Jesus?
Is Judas.
Okay.
But Jesus is not familiar to me at all.
Did you watch it, though?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It's good,
okay.
But it's very modern. You know, it's like, what if it was today?
No, you don't do that.
I know.
JCS, man.
I know.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Superstar.
The Economic Development Authority Board approving tax incentives on Friday for a proposed $576 million Google data center in Cedar Rapids. City leaders say this is the largest economic development project in the history of the city. Google plans to build 6 buildings on site, 31 jobs per building. City officials say dirt's going to be moved in 90 days. This thing looks to be happening.
Whoa.
My mistake. I thought we were just one of many where this is how it works.
You told me don't go falling in love.
I did. And now I'm like, go buy a bridal wedding dress. We're going. We're all in.
This is happening.
We're getting hitched to Google.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like good things are happening with Google just down the road at the airport area. So congratulations.
Welcome to town.
To the state and to the city of Cedar Rapids. Sweatshirts! Cyclone women lost to Stanford last night, 87-81. So they've been bounced from the tournament. Cyclone men advancing to their second Sweet 16 in the past 3 seasons.
This is exciting.
On Saturday night, they beat Washington State 67-56. The Cyclones will now take on Illinois Thursday.
Like, couldn't they have had the tournament, like, somewhere in between, you know? Like
you want it sooner?
No, I'm just, like, they could have just had it kind of somewhere in the region. Like, have it in the Midwest rather than...
Well, it was in Omaha for the first two, but now it's moving to Boston.
Right.
You've got these like major towns now that take Sweet 16, and then the Final Four moves yet to another town.
Could
That's part of the
travel. They just had it in Champaign or something, or the Quad Cities.
Something a little closer.
A little bit.
You can catch the Cyclones taking on Illinois Thursday night. They're the last game. 9 p.m. will be the tip-off, televised on CBS. Let's slip over to Sports Shorts. Your Iowa Hawkeyes. The Iowa Hawkeye men also bounced from their tournament, losing 91-82 to Utah last night. Had Iowa won, they would have come back to Iowa City to host the next round of the NIT.
Whoa.
But that's not the case. Losing in Salt Lake City, the Hawkeyes end the season with an overall record of 19-15. Round 2 for the Hawkeye women is tonight, facing West Virginia at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock tip-off, ESPN. We'll have that game for you coming up. So you are now up to date on who still remains in March Madness as we're keeping an eye on the Hawkeye women and, of course, the Cyclone men's basketball team. What's got us feeling all right today? Where have I told you many times I intend to retire?
Marion.
Easy breezy Marion, man. Groundbreaking ceremony. The next phase for that big Central Plaza, they start digging dirt on Thursday.
Oh, that's...
There's going to be a groundbreaking this Thursday, the 28th at 4 p.m. As they work to reinvest Uptown Marion and Central Plaza. So this will now be a year-round flexible space, daily outdoor use, special events. Refrigerated ice skating loop is in this project. The enclosure of the Depot Pavilion, because that thing's open air right now.
Yeah.
Year-round public restrooms, live performance space.
That? I missed that part.
They're going to enclose it.
Wow.
Water features, interactive play sculpture, public art, seating, and much, much more. Starts with one shovel, and that's going to take place at 4 o'clock in City Square Park coming up on Thursday.
Yay.
So the retirement plan is slowly coming together.
All right.
As I get ready to move to Marion.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Well, after weeks and weeks of wondering, where's Kate Middleton? What's going on? What is she doing? Why is she hiding? She posted a video explaining why she's been missing in action since her abdominal surgery in January. And it's because she has, or at least had, cancer. She said that she had an operation for a condition that they thought was non-cancerous. But then the tests came back and they showed that there had been cancer present. So she's currently been undergoing preventative chemotherapy, which is a lot for this young family. And as she's going through this process, she released this video, I think the purpose of to, you know, calm everybody down, this whole where is Kate hysteria, and to ask for a little bit of privacy as she heals.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment. I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
You would think the royal family would have had a better grasp on controlling this narrative.
I know.
Because the conspiracy theories got so weird.
It was so bizarre.
That they basically said, go sit on a bench in a garden. We need to film you.
We have to.
You could have controlled this entire time.
There were so many rumors of like, well, William's cheating, and so they're breaking up. And
Wasn't one she donated an organ to the king?
Yes, to help Prince Charles, she had to donate an organ. It was just a lot of really crazy theories.
And now, I believe a lot of poppycock.
A lot of poppycock. And now everybody's kind of calming down like, oh, whoops. And there's some things that got said that maybe shouldn't have. For her part, Blake Lively apologized. She kind of made fun of Kate's viral Photoshop fail.
Mm-hmm.
So she apologized for doing that. A lot of people are calling for Kim Kardashian to make an apology as well. She said a joke about how, like, I got to go find Kate. People are like, that's not a good look right now.
Not right now.
No.
But we didn't know.
We didn't know. Okay, we got to say congratulations. We got a new baby. Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden are officially a family of four. They welcomed a son. His name is Cardinal. Cardinal Madden. They share a daughter named Radix.
Did they announce the birth with some white smoke coming out of a chimney?
There were bells, they told. No, they had an Instagram post.
Was it a conclave?
It was a colorful drawing with the words, "A little bird whispered to me."
Well, that's adorable.
It's very cute.
Cardinal. They'll call him Card, right?
Card Madden?
Around the house?
Cardi?
Cardi?
Cardi M. I don't know.
Cardinal.
No. Cardinal. Cardinal.
Cardinal.
Cardinal. I don't know.
You got one baseball team and football team you can now cheer for the rest of your life, son. Cardinal.
You're locked in.
Yes.
Cardinal. That's it. Okay. This isn't too surprising because it feels like every day I have a story about a reboot or a sequel or a remake of some sort. But this has extra credit to it because Adam Sandler is reportedly involved. Adam Sandler is working on the script for Happy Gilmore 2. First film came out in 1996, and apparently it's really happening. The guy who plays Shooter McGavin, his name is Christopher McDonald.
Yeah.
He says that Adam Sandler showed him a first draft of the script a couple of weeks ago, and Christopher McDonald says, Adam's like, McDonald, you're going to love it. And he thought, wow, that would be awesome. So it's in the works. Fans demand it. It's happening.
I'm on the fence, right? Coming to America all those years later was
Yeah.
Beetlejuice, really looking forward to.
I've got high hopes.
Top Gun Maverick, nailed it.
That was great.
So it seems hits and misses. So is this going to be a big screen thing? Do we know where it's going?
I don't know. It's unclear right now if this is all part of Adam's deal with Netflix. But if it was, you'd think that they would take some ownership of it. The platform declined any comment on it.
Curious.
Why would you like?
Or it's so close to being announced, they want to control the narrative.
Maybe.
Unlike the House of England.
Yeah.
Right now. So.
Or are they like, let's see what fans think. And if everyone's against it, not it.
If you're asking based on that and it streams, I will for sure watch it. Right? It's
yes.
There. It's just like I watched Roadhouse the other night on
sure.
Amazon.
If it's available.
It's available. I already paid for it. It's there. If I have to go in a car and go to a theater and buy my tickets and stand in line for popcorn.
I don't know if I'm going to take a chance.
I have to see a great trailer.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you on that.
Unless it's Happy Gilmore 2, Bob Barker's Revenge.
Oh,
then I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Probably not going to happen. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Big thanks to the Nadas out of Des Moines, the official theme song of our one-shot weekends.
Inappropriate, because it was a great weekend, was it not?
It was a great weekend.
We had so much fun, so much time to enjoy, and we've spent so much time apart. We need to come back together on a Monday and fill each other in on exactly what we did with all that time.
We ask you every Monday to post your photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page, and this is another invitation to do that. And while you're doing that, we'll go first.
Yeah.
Claire will go first.
I'm not afraid. It was a very lazy kickback weekend. We watched so much basketball, did a little bit of spring cleaning, and it got to me like, oh gosh, this is such a nice carefree weekend. We should take care of some stuff that we have to worry about next weekend, because next weekend is stacking up to be pretty busy. We're hosting Easter. We've got a birthday party to go to. It's like, oh, there's stuff to be done.
That's so, what we're going to an Easter where we're cooking.
Yeah.
And we're going to a birthday party.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
You and I have similar weekends stacked up.
Yes,
next
we sure
weekend?
Do.
Put a pin in that.
Unheard of.
Weird. So I knew that we were going to be busy. I thought, let's just knock something out while we're doing nothing, loads of laundry and nothing else. Let's dye some Easter eggs.
The dyeing of the eggs.
So we got to not only get the eggs boiled, but
yep.
While the eggs boil, we got to find our bunny ears and
yep.
Wear the bunny ears while we dye the Easter eggs.
Do you just maintain an Easter tub? Like we've got a Halloween
yeah.
tub and an Easter tub.
Yes.
So the decorations,
yep.
The headgear, the dye kit. Once again, did you think it was going to come out more brilliant of color, yet it's always slightly more faded than you wanted to?
Went sprung for the deluxe kit, Eric.
Yeah.
So there was like not the just basic tablets. We had some extra tablets that it was like nine. It was nine different colors.
That's a lot.
It was too much. I would say nine different colors for, I only did a dozen eggs.
We double up usually some of the similar colors to
yeah.
try to make a brillianter blue. If possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we just kind of experimented around a little bit. I mean,
because it's but dropping the thing and add some vinegar.
Uh-huh.
That's basically it.
Yep.
Right?
A little bit of water.
Do you get out the old white crayon?
Yep. Got to get the
nice.
Magic crayon.
Yep.
I actually like just real crayons too, because sometimes that white crayon.
I've never used real crayon.
Really?
No.
Really?
Always white, because it's fun to see it come out
ooh,
in the dye.
It appears.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we just use real crayon because then you see it. It's not a mystery.
Now, those dozen will sit in the fridge until Sunday, or will you have them before?
I don't know.
It will depends. Somebody get hungry for a hard-boiled egg between now and Easter Sunday?
I cannot say
did for
certain.
Did you die too soon?
Because the little one and I do love a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
So there is 0% chance of my daughter Audrey eating them, but there is a possibility of Cora getting into the fridge and eating them. That's possible.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Egg Watch.
Egg Watch
2024.
So maybe your family did that. Get photos up on the Z Facebook page. Or perhaps your family did a little weekend getaway, a little walk down memory lane. We spent most of the morning and first half of the afternoon in Washington on Saturday.
Eric's Washington?
My hometown. They were having their spring hop and shop. So Shannon was working her
That's
way
adorable.
Around the square. The former, every town has like the roller skating rink that turned into a plumbing supply store.
Yeah.
Is now a women's clothing store.
What?
So she ended up there, which was weird. I walked in. I went, this was the entrance for the roller skating rink. And you see where there's no carpet? This was the carpeted area. I swear to God, the floor is the same color orange that it was when it was the roller skating rink.
Oh, wow.
So that was very nostalgic. Had lunch at Dino's Pizza. I talk about that a lot here. We got a picture with the OG sign
that
above
sign
me.
Is so fun.
They do a thin crust, cut it into squares. So we had four of us. We did that. Did a little driving tour of the town and then ended up at the casino. Saturday
Fun.
Night, ran into some friends there. A lot of it got really busy when the women's game wrapped up, as
yeah.
you'd expect.
Yeah.
And then breakfast in Iowa City. And here we are having a great memory from what we had for a great weekend.
Oh, wonderful memories.
Yes.
We've shared some of our wonderful memories. Now we want to see your photos of what you did over the weekend. Share some of those wonderful memories right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Boy, once you quote Ferris Bueller, Eminem, and Mr. T in one sentence, you get a lot more photos.
Yeah, guess that's how you make an impact.
By the way, if you want to book us as inspirational speakers, we are available.
We just will use the words of others to inspire
yes,
you
we will.
Today.
It's 24-deck PowerPoint of other people's quotes as read by the Morning Scramble.
As read by us, though, which makes it our own.
We will get you going. Whatever conference is coming to Cedar Rapids will be your early morning keynote. Okay. You had Easter bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, thanks for sharing. They did an early Easter weekend. Just little kids wearing Easter bunny hat ears is hilarious.
It's so cute.
I love it.
But speaking of cute, did you see Brittany has a little video posted on the Z Facebook page? Her little guy is riding his four-wheeler like a boss.
This photo,
the living room.
Brittany reminds me, remember my Feeling All Right story Friday? Those two women in Florida who are going to go 500 miles on like a little electric car. It looks like that. We have a lot of just cute and adorable. Nicole, her daughter's first time bowling. So she's got that little stand where you put the ball on it and you kind of aim where you want it to go.
Those
and
have then got you release to be new it. Because I don't remember having that as an option when I was
never
a kid.
Had that as a kid.
That's awesome.
Bumpers came about way too late for me.
Yes.
I was already knowing how gutter balls were just you just had to deal with it.
Bumpers are very much appreciated
they
over
are.
Here.
But Nicole, it's adorable to see your daughter getting out on the bowling alley. Thank you for sharing.
Cute as all that stuff is, do you see how close Vanessa was to some hockey action? She got to see some Heartlanders hockey, and she was like, she was right there.
That's on the glass at the net.
I was
That's
like,
pretty impressive.
Is she in it? Is she playing?
Speaking of getting close, would you dare to walk up the steps into the front door, Claire, of Edinburgh Manor?
Don't know that I would, Emma, but you did.
Paranormal investigators research that place constantly. It's just, I love driving by. We drove through the grounds once, and that, I didn't want to get out of the car. Because you could just...
You sense it?
You sense something when you drive. I'm not a big believer in any of that stuff.
I've never been there, but I have heard... Like, I've
spooky.
Seen other ghost yeah. investigators talk about just how haunted that place is.
But to, like, dare your friend to, like, go, you know, knock on the door of the scary house in your hometown. Congrats, Emma, making it to the top of the
yeah,
steps.
Yeah, good on you. I couldn't do that. Thanks to Ms. Ziegler for sharing a little bit of Happiness Inc.'s success in Nashville at the Nationals for show choir.
Yeah, Grand Ole Opry Hotel and the big arena was where they got to perform, got sixth place, and congratulations there. Noticing a lot of pets as well. Toto the cat, Michelle, thank you, enjoying the window seat. We've got show dog Enchilada. There was a dog show in Maquoketa over the weekend, which is adorable. And then there's the groom your dog yourself kit.
Okay. We've got to talk about this. First of all, Kelly, thank you for sharing a picture of the before and the after of Lord Theodore Fluffington's spring haircut. The picture, though, of the carnage on your table after the haircut.
If you click into that photo... For starters, it looks like, Kelly, you own three dogs.
Yes.
That is a lot of hair.
There's so much fur. And from looking at the before and after, I mean, it must have all been undercarriage.
Where did the hair go?
Where did it go?
Or where was it before? Because while I see a nice trim on the top, for sure, and there's a little shag on that little Teddy. And Teddy looks great in the after, very well posed, laying a long ways, but where did the dog hair come from?
There's so much fur left over.
My God.
That dog had so much fur.
Adorable, though.
So cute.
Now it makes me wonder, you ever like take the lint trap out after doing like the blankets the dogs sleep on?
Mm-hmm.
There's dogs have hair you don't know they have.
There's the undercoat, too.
There's hair everywhere.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing all of those photos. Keep putting them up on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
We've had to go to the referee table just to make sure that we are calling this accurately. We are officially closing votes now for March Calmness.
Okay.
And by a factor of only two votes, comfort food moves on.
Wow.
Two votes
that
separates comfort food and sleeping. This was the closest matchup of all of the matchups over the last week.
Goodness gracious. That was a nail biter. But congratulations, comfort food, just barely squeaking out a victory against sleeping. But hey, sleeping, you know what? Better luck next year.
You never know. Next year might be it, but you're going to be having nightmares about how close that one was sleeping.
Oh,
I'm so,
boy.
So sorry. The Tranquil 2 coming up tomorrow. Comfort food taking on pet cuddles as March Calmness continues on the Morning Scramble.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.